Welcome to Buggin' with Allie. Good evening, everybody. What is up? It is your girl, Allie, or Allie Bug, here back with another episode. This is episode number 37, and it is titled Finding a Hobby or Find a Hobby. We're going to learn about what a hobby is, why it's important, a little bit of history, and then, of course, my opinion. And you guys can always send me DMs with ideas, requests, concerns, questions, anything like that, as well as there is a feature. I want to say it's through Spotify or even directly through the app. I'm not sure. I'll do some more research on that myself, where you can actually submit questions and I can answer them in real time in the episode. So check that out. It's a really cool feature that Anchor allows for viewers to engage with the speaker. So let's get started. What is a hobby? So a hobby is something that you do for fun, not money. So for me, streaming is a job. I have made it a job. It was a hobby that turned into a job, a business. But some people stream as a hobby. So that's a huge difference in that, and it applies to a lot of other things as well. For example, you can have someone that is interested in cooking, right? And they take up cooking as a hobby, whereas some people go to college and invest in that skill to get a career in culinary. Now they're doing it for money. Now that's not a hobby. Like, that's your career. So there is a huge difference. Anything could be a hobby and anything could be a career, really. It's all about your mindset. You know, how are you looking at this? Where do you want to go with this? What are you taking from this? So we're going to dive into that. There's lots of different things that you can do as a hobby. Some examples include art, cooking, makeup, writing, singing, dancing, and many other things. You know, there's so many things out there that you can get yourself into and pick up on and even learn about. And there's websites out there where you can learn. For example, I'm trying to get into the IT industry. That's definitely not a hobby. That's a career move I'm trying to make. And I use, you know, different websites like Skillshare, Udemy, and etc. But there are websites out there that you can actually learn about this new hobby of yours, and it doesn't have to be tied to a career move or anything like that. You can just do it. And I highly encourage it because it is super important. So we're going to get into why it's important. Now, as human beings, we tend to get, you know, overwhelmed, whether it's emotionally, physically, or financially, with things, with our everyday life. And those of us that do, you know, work, or even if you don't work, you still get overwhelmed and stressed with the everyday things at your house, or maybe mental issues that you deal with on the inside that are overwhelming. So getting a hobby could actually help out with that. For me, when I was depressed, I got back into crochet, something that I dabbled in when I worked at a call center and literally learned within, like, I think a couple days. Never thought I would crochet, but I learned, and I've applied my learning into now creating creations for profit now. So what was once a hobby is now something I'm doing for money, because I became, you know, better at it and started making actual product worthy things. But not saying that you have to do that. This is just an example of how I took something that was a hobby and made it into something that makes me money. But it is important because we get so caught up in our daily lives and all the noise that's going on, and it can be really stressful. And that's honestly the biggest thing here, is that hobbies help with stress relief. They help you be more productive. You really get into the things you're learning, especially if you're like me. I like to learn. I think as an adult, we think that once we're done with college, that's it. We don't need to learn anymore. And that's bullshit. When you start a new job, you have to be educated on how to use their systems, their operating systems, their procedures, their processes, their policies, all of that. You have to learn that stuff. So even as you're getting into these hobbies, you have to learn. It also teaches you patience. You can't learn to play piano or guitar overnight, right? It takes practice. So it teaches us patience. It teaches us to be humble, right? Coming into this, like, I don't know, but I'm gonna know, you know? We're very much types of animals that think we know it all. We try to run everything, and it really takes a special kind of person to pursue a new hobby. It really does. It takes some courage, because you're kind of admitting, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing here, but you're open to learning about it. And that's what's so, so important. And I think that those of us that do struggle, especially with mental issues, right, with mental health, finding a hobby could really, in some cases, save your life because it produces, you know, serotonin. You know, you feel so happy when you accomplish something. You know, you work out. Maybe you pick up on wellness and working out and being fit and eating healthy. And, you know, maybe that becomes more than a hobby and now it's a lifestyle. So there's a lot of different things that you can apply that mindset to. And it really does help. It makes you feel more whole and in touch with yourself. Not only that, but as a person, it adds to your personality. It adds to you. It gives you more layers, more meat to the sandwich, if you will. Would you rather be friends with someone who doesn't have a hobby, doesn't have anything interesting about them? They're just, you know, super negative about everything and whatever. I've had friends like that, and I honestly can't be friends with people like that. No offense to them. I'm sure they're very nice people, but I just, if you have no motivation, if you have no kind of like anything interesting about you, like I literally cannot converse with you because I can't create the conversation by myself. Like a conversation is between two people. And I feel like when you're a person that either has had a lot of experiences or maybe you haven't, but you have a lot of hobbies, it's something to talk about, right? It gives you some interesting, you know, I guess like concepts about yourself that you can express with other people and maybe find other people that are also learning the hobby you're now learning or also interested in that. Maybe they want to join in and now you're building a friendship and creating a bond. Maybe someone in your family that you're not really close to, you end up liking what they like or they like what you like and now you can bond with them. So hobbies are more than just hobbies. Hobbies can actually bring people together and it's really awesome to see that happen. So they're very, very important. Not only do they make us feel productive, they give us some purpose outside of work and our social lives and also help build our social lives. And of course, the big one here, stress relief. Aside from all that, producing new skills and experiences. So a hobby that you learn and you get into and you really enjoy can open up doors for opportunities for various types of things. Maybe you've learned how to crochet and you've made all these blankets and a hurricane blows through. Let's just use Florida as an example because that's where I used to live. Let's just say a hurricane blows through and now the elderly needs blankets. Well, you've got 70 freaking blankets sitting at your house because you decided to crochet a bunch of blankets throughout the year. And now you can go donate those blankets to help the elderly. And now you've done something really, really beautiful with a hobby that you've learned how to do. Is that an exaggerated example? 100%. But it's, I'm sure it's happened. When I had surgery and I had my gallbladder taken out, I remember getting this really adorable little crochet-like bunny thing that an old woman actually made. It was a bunch of the elderly that lived in a home and they didn't have any grandkids or, you know, they're away from their families and they just want to do something nice. So they make things for the hospital and the hospital gives it to their patients. I think that's a beautiful thing. And that's their hobby. They don't do it for money. I used to work for a cleaning company. And I used to chat with this old woman. She was so sweet. And she would just tell me about all the times that she's made something for the hospital. She drives her little car up there and just drops off a bunch of crochet goodies for them. And I think she primarily makes it for the children patients. But even still, I mean, that's something so awesome. And I'm sure it brings her a sense of wholeness and happiness because she's achieving something, right? She achieved a goal. She made something and it made her feel good giving it to someone. Not saying you have to go out and do that. You know, you don't need to be a huge humanitarian and get an award, right? And be recognized around the world. You don't have to do all that. But just get into something that will get yourself out of your bed and do something. It's not healthy for you to sit there and be in your head all day, every day. It's not. Take it from me. It is not. And finding something that you end up loving will not only bring you, you know, happiness and a sense of wholeness, but like, it'll bring you peace. I mean, for example, for me, it's crochet and art. I love those two things probably the most because they bring me happiness, especially art. I mean, I can't believe I even stopped drawing. Ever since I started streaming like art and my community brought me back to that, I'm happy. I forgot how much I really enjoy taking something that's in my head and just drawing it or painting it or whatever. So whatever it is, and maybe, you know, you're like, well, I'm not good at this. Well, how the hell do you know that if you don't try? Just try. Sometimes all it takes is just trying. If you physically try and it makes you uncomfortable, or you don't want to do it, that's fine, but find something else. there's billions of various different types of things to get into nowadays, especially with all the different types of information and resources that's out there at our fingertips. Like, you can find a hobby. It's not that hard. A little bit of history about where the word hobby comes from. So in the 13th century, the word hobby referred to as a small horse or pony. It later came to describe a toy horse or hobby horse. It's from the hobby horse that the word's modern sense of favorite pastime has evolved. A hobby is something that you do for fun, not money, and you typically do it fairly regularly. And I will link all of my sources in the description below. Of course, I always try to cite my sources. This website has a really good chunk of information that basically kind of goes over, you know, the history of it. And I love that. I honestly love that because I am obsessed with learning where words come from, right? Where they originate from. And I think it's pretty cool. So basically, it was introduced to the vocabulary of a number of English people over the course of subsequent centuries, and the term became associated with recreation or leisure. So back in those days, obviously, they were bored, didn't have a lot to do, and that's kind of where all that came from. I mean, if you think back to, like, the Enlightenment, right, the Age of Enlightenment, where the Romans were doing music and theater and art and literature, it was beautiful because we as humans were evolving and we were learning, and I think that's something that's never going to go away. We as humans do like to evolve and learn, and it might not seem that way, especially in today's day and age, but each and every one of us has something that we either always wanted to learn how to do or maybe learned a little bit about it but don't really know and don't have the time. I understand being tired. I understand not having the time. But if there's one investment that you should do, is invest in yourself. Invest in your happiness. Why not get into something that's going to just build upon your skills? I treat life as a video game sometimes, right? Think about old school RuneScape. Y'all see me play it. I love skilling. I love grinding all of my different skills. And in real life too, you know, I taught myself how to cook. I taught myself how to do makeup. I taught myself how to do all kinds of stuff. You can too. Find something that you enjoy doing and that brings you happiness and peace, and go for it. No matter how new it is to you or outside your comfort zone, believe me, you'll thank me later how it's going to make you feel. So in closing with all of this, I think that my general opinion about having a hobby is that it not only is a very positive thing, but can really, really help make you more interesting as a person, build on your character, and create more opportunities and experiences for you. Let me know what you think about this episode, whether it's in comments, email, or DM me. I do appreciate you listening and all of the love that I've been getting on my podcast lately. If you guys have any ideas about any future episodes, let me know, and I will see you on the next one. This is Allie with Life of Allie, wishing you love, peace, and hope for the universe. Ta-ta for now.